Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this altar daily. First thing before you do any other thing, give God at least 20 minutes of your time as you wake up daily. Be on your prayer altar as we have been previously taught. Listen to Turning Point with rapt attention. Let nothing disturb you. When you are before the Lord, be responding with amen. I receive it to all the prophetic prayers. After Turning Point Audio, turn to Turning Point Prayer Booklet, also authored by me. Read the short Bible study for the day. Pray the prayer also for the day. Follow the guideline in reading the entire Bible through systematically at least once a year. If you subscribe, then the devotional prayer booklet content shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100510. Do so today in case you are hearing it for the first time. Welcome also to Sunday, the 13th day in October 2024. Sunday is not an ordinary day. It is called the day of the Lord. God Almighty will show up for you today greater than before. Open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent our ways and be responding with amen. I receive it. If you are attending a church service today, God will send a word to you that will meet your needs there. After service, either on the altar, if that is allowed in your church, or right from where you are seated, pour out your heart to God on some crucial issue of your life. Thank God by faith in advance that He has heard you. Then sow a seed, no matter how small it is, to the church before leaving the church. Ask God for one important thing this week. It shall be delivered. Listeners that will not be in church, bow your head or kneel beside your bed. Pour out your heart also on crucial issues. Then sow a seed of choice and transmit it to the commission's account already with you for God's kingdom work to enlarge. Let's see what God will do this week. Something will drop for everyone obeying that instruction. All embarrassments, shames, ridicule, and fear will end in anyone's life today. Someone made a bad mistake before, avoidable mistake for that matter, but that mistake is causing you pain, setbacks, and regret. I prophesy, may that mistake be turned into a miracle. You will see a change. Grace will distinguish you. All my listeners, this month will not end till your heart cry has been answered and your need met in Jesus' name. May the mantle of wisdom, favor, and success on this commission and on me, his servant, find expression on you. May they drop on you. Everyone connected to this anointing in truth, receive the mantle of power, mantle of prosperity, understanding, progress, breakthrough, healing, longevity, financial breakthrough, fruitfulness, excellent children, good marriage, successful assignment. May they fall on you now. Say amen. I receive it 3 times. Yes, you will notice significant changes in your life from now on. October 13th celebrant, your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Oh, you are lifted. You will enjoy good health, prosperity, and power the rest of your life. Happy birthday. Listeners, this is day 14 of sharing testimonies. According to our custom and practice on this platform, from tomorrow, we shall go into a 1 week of intensive and intentional prayers. After that, we will do another 1 week of healing prayers. Then we'll come back to 2 weeks of teachings, insightful teachings through question and answers. Testimony today. First testimony. God healed my right shoulder on the 8th day of October when pastor said we should jump up 8 times that every sickness in our body will drop off. I was healed. And also on the 16th day of July, pastor said we should sweep the environment we are in and throw away the dirt. And he prayed that anything holding us back in our environment is over in our lives. I swept my room and threw away the dirt. Immediately, I received a long-awaited call from my chairman. And also, during the healing weeks in July, I received my healing on my knees. Thank you, pastor, for all your prayers and intercessions for us and your faithfulness. God bless your heart and increase your anointing greatly. Wow. These things are working. Listeners, be connecting to them. I want to testify to the goodness and glory of God Almighty for delivering my daughter of a bouncing baby boy. On the 21st of August, I call out to prayer line pastor who prayed for my daughter when she was in labor. The pastor prayed and said, she will put to bed safely and there will be no complication. Exactly. That was how it happened. My fears did not happen. May the name of the Lord be praised and glorified forever. Daddy, pray for my healing from partial stroke, diabetes, arthritis, from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, so that I can worship him even at old age. Consider it done. You will be totally healed. Take the communion with us tomorrow. I'll take the communion every time we take communion and see the power of God. Somebody said, I want to thank God for his healing power over my life. Daddy gave an instruction that we should lay our hands where we have pain, where we are sick. I did so. To the glory of God, the boil on me dried up. Secondly, Daddy said we should raise our phone for alert upon alert. And someone sent me money that day. My tithe has been sent to the GTB account of the commission. Indeed, God is good. Yes. All of you be sending to the GTB account of the commission and all the other account details as well. Somebody said to God be the glory. Today, 9th of October, you gave a prophetic instruction that we should write a letter of congratulations to ourselves and sign. Thereafter, you prophesied that we will receive a touch of God in an area where we need negative things to end in our lives. The document to complete my professional licensing that has been held up or held back over 6 months was released to me today. A new chapter of breakthrough has indeed been opened for me as you prophesied on the 7th. Wow. These prophetic blessings are working. Be connecting to them. I speak as I receive from God. Somebody said, I send my prayer request to your line on the 6th of August about my dad down with stroke. You directed me to the other lines, but ended with, I will testify. To the glory of God, my father can now walk on his feet and is using his hand. I have sent my thanksgiving offering to the commission's account. Please pray for me so that the Lord will perfect all that concerns my family. Consider it done. Be connecting to these testimonies if you desire the same. Another one. I give God the glory for the safe delivery of my granddaughter born on the 8th of October. This is my testimonial. Praise be God Almighty. Wow, congratulations. Another person. Have come to testify to the God's glory of numerous things he has done in my family. One, God healed me of high blood pressure. Two, I thank God for alert upon alert from my ex-student, daughter, and sisters. Three, promotion to the next level. Four, cancellation of death for my daughter. Five, preservation of life, divine protection, provision, and other blessings. Thank you, Jesus. Daddy, please pray that God will provide accommodation for my daughter in Abuja before the end of August. Consider it done. Another one. Oh, my daddy, Femi Emmanuel, and our wonderful TPJ family. I'm excited to share this. I made a vow that if God answers my prayers for me to pass my MSc courses in my first semester, that I will testify on TPJ platform and pay my vow of thanksgiving to God Almighty. God has done it. I passed all my courses. No carryover. And my thanksgiving is on the way. My daddy, please help me to pray that my second semester exam result will be excellent, far better than the first semester. Consider it done. Good day, my TPJ family. Join me to thank this God who added another year to our daughter's life today. Wow. God of Pastor Femi Emmanuel did wonders in my life. Yesterday morning, as I was listening to testimony, I had a phone call that one of my sons have given birth to a bouncing baby girl. God healed me from ulcer through the blessed water, anointing oil and mantle. Please, people of God, help me to shout 7 big hallelujah to God Almighty. Wow! Hallelujah is rounding all over the place. You shall be the next testifier. in Jesus' name. Join us in our two services today, online or real life, if you are in any of the cities where we have our centers, including Taste Meat, London, United Kingdom. Join us on Facebook and YouTube, 7:30 to 9:30 a.m., first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., second service, Nigeria time. Next Wednesday, October 16th, from 10 a.m., is the National and International Ministers Conference. I've been announcing, be there. All ministers in the fivefold ministries. Venue will be our center, Goshen Land, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos. Is interdenominational, is interracial, is intercontinental. All in the fivefold ministries are general overseers of churches, apostles, bishops, pastors, teachers, evangelists, freelance, elders, deacons, and deaconesses. All in the leadership position in the church come from everywhere. Come and see the power of God. All ministers coming from Ogun State, we have positioned coastal buses, air-conditioned coastal buses in Abeokuta. I will take off that morning and return you back after the service. But you need to secure a seat in the bus. Send an SMS or a chat to this number to secure your seat. 0802-779-6376. Or from Ibadan or your state. To secure your seat in the buses we have provided, send an SMS or a chat to 0806-428-6662. Do so. Ministers in Lagos, for more information and direction to Ikeja, send an SMS or a chat to 090-555-14460. Ministering along with me on Wednesday, October 16th, that's next week, is Reverend Sam Aboyeji. Do I say next week? In fact, this week, this Wednesday, Reverend Sam Aboyeji, the General Overseers of First Choir Gospel Church Nigeria, a father in the body of Christ. It's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. Have you paid your tithe and remitted your Thanksgiving seed and battle seed? I say these things intentionally every day to build a tithing and seed sowing culture into our lives. If you want us to send you the commission's account and the PayPal detail, send an SMS to +234-809-789-4000. All TPGF members and listeners in UK doing your tithing and seed sowing in pound sterling, send an SMS for details of HSBC account to 074-111-28401. Do so now. And all of us doing ours in dollars, in euros, in Canadian dollars, use the PayPal account. The PayPal account of Living Spring Chapel Trust is still active, is our own. Do so every time. I speak to everyone's life, you are blessed. All the good things God has done for you shall be established and sustained. The new things you are trusting God for shall so become your testimonies. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Have a wonderful Sunday. Bye.